This is the Delay W podcast, episode 33.
Yep.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's one of those numbers.
Yeah, 33. We straight.
If it's not 33, motherfucker, it's 33. Anyway.
If it's not 33, it's 33.
I'm your host, Saint. And we got on the panel here, Kiki the Don.
Yes, sir. We proceed to give you what you need.
Then we got King Beast.
Yeah. How y'all boys doing?
Then we got our editor, Warwolf.
Yep.
No M and no Coconut this week. They will be back on the next episode. But tonight's topic, you know, I thought about this one. It's about Twitter. I don't know if you ever just sit there and just realize, like, Twitter just be putting on, like, I don't know, like, the standards that are just, like, so stupid. Like, one of them, like, that really gets on my nerves, bro, it'd be like, oh, if a man breathes, he gay.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, you haven't been seeing these
For a male fetist, you're gay.
You're gonna have to inform me on this one.
So, months ago, I don't know what month it was, but this one woman, she tweeted out, like, if a guy orders a dessert on a date, you know, like the first date, they're gay. It's like, what?
I think that's a troll account.
No, it was a woman being dead serious.
Niggas can't enjoy fruit and smoothies no more, or else you get.
I don't want to say what her, because I can't remember. Was she black or was she Latina? I couldn't really remember.
She was a minority, nigga. It don't matter.
Okay, she was a minority. We'll just play it safe. Yeah, she tweeted that out, and everybody's on her. I'm surprised I tweeted. I was just like, nigga, I'm gonna order all the desserts. Like, the fuck? Like, how does that make you gay? It's just like, come on, dude. Like, that don't even make sense.
Niggas can't have fun, bro.
And that's the thing. It's so weird. Like, women and men get on this app and, like, just say, like, the weirdest shit. Like, you just can't do anything. And it's just like, bro, what are you talking about?
Like, well, I seen some shit. This ain't the being gay shit, but I seen some shit. They was on, like, these three girls were like, these two girls and this one girl was just like, fuck is y'all talking about? Because she's like, there's these grown-ass men going crazy for the PS5 and shit. And then it's like, damn. And then they was making a whole bunch of, like, correlations. Like, talking about, damn, if a nigga be on the game for an extra long time, I can't fuck with him. His dick must be trash. It's just like, oh, damn, bro. It's like,
and then old
girl sitting next to her and shit, because she married to a gamer. And when she had her kid and shit, she was just playing the game, and she would be on the fucking game a lot and shit. She's like, bro, what the fuck are y'all talking about? The game be fun and shit. And they wasn't saying shit about her and everything, I guess, because she a woman and everything. So I'm like, okay, so if a nigga that played a game for like 5-6 hours because he bored or kicking it with the homie gay, I guess her pussy must be trash, is what you saying.
That's really what they be saying. And it's just like, where do you, like I don't understand.
Where you get this core? Like,
do y'all have, like, a,
do you keep a
gay calculator or a trash dick calculator? Like, something not adding up. Like, I think it's just the people like, that you're dating is trash. It's like, you might want to reevaluate yourself, you know?
Because, and then, like, I'm just sitting here like, so wait, nigga, we dumb as shit for having hobbies? We can't drop $500 on a system that's gonna last us 10 years with, like, who knows how many fucking games versus you buy shit that you gonna fucking replace or never use. And that shit costs more than a fucking PlayStation.
It's like, I don't know, man. Twitter is weird, bro. Oh, it's like that one scene of, what's it called, Training Day. Like, you know, half this shit is bullshit, but it's entertaining.
The fucking
newspaper. fucking newspaper. And then like fake stuff is gets spread and all that, like the Xbox being on fire and shit. I'm like, bro, that what?
Was so funny,
like,
bro.
Oh yeah, the guy had to. I saw that. The guy had to explain it was a vape.
That dude had a vape, bro.
But it's like you go out your way, spend $500 on a console just to like fuck it up, basically. Because you know that's not good for your console at all. It's just like, why? Like, y'all so dedicated to fanboy shit that's
cause
I'm sorry, they need to get some pussy or something to go outside, because this don't make no sense.
That's cause niggas be so invested in this Microsoft versus Sony shit that they'll just pretty much try to sabotage the other console or vice versa.
With that shit, it's like I feel like everybody took that shit serious at some point, but we was little when we took that shit serious and everything. So I'm like, that shit got me mad confused with that. Like, niggas is fucking our age and up and shit still arguing over this shit. It's like, bro, just play what you want to play.
Right?
This is weird, man.
Even Xbox, what's his name, Phil Spencer?
He
congratulated Sony for their success. People need to have more of a mindset that he has.
About it.
I mean, if you think one console is better, that's fine. Like, I have nothing like of course, but I just feel like don't bash the other console because you think one is better. You know what I mean?
But that's the Twitter mindset I'd be saying, dude. Like, they get on here and they have delusional like fanboys. Like, they'll be like, what's a good artist that is like really, they have a toxic fan base? I don't want to say Tyler Creator. I mean, yeah, his fan base is pretty fucking weird. Where they'd be like, no, he don't got a bad album. It's 10 out of 10. No, fuck you. So and so wouldn't be like, bro. Just appreciate the music. Like, you don't gotta be.
I don't know about
Kanye within the past 5 years.
That too, the that's what it is. The Kanye fan base is so fucking weird, bro.
I swear,
they just be comparing shit just to compare it, and it's just like, oh my god.
They be making me uncomfortable to be a Kanye fan sometimes, because it's just like niggas will look at you crazy and shit for being a Kanye fan. Like, you one of them weirdos.
That's because they say like the weirdest shit and just like stuff that's just like, come on, dude, like what are we doing?
That's if you on like the negative part of hip hop Twitter, bro. Because I mean, there is, you know, there's a
no, well, but I have the thing where like, you know, you can select the topics you want on your timeline, and I see it all, and it's just like weird. They be arguing about nothing, or they just be doing like outlandish like comparisons. They'd be like, oh, who was it they compared? Not Ray Charles, I'm sorry.
Who the Stevie fuck Wonder to
Kanye. Yeah, they compare Stevie Wonder to Kanye. I'm just like,
how the fuck you gonna do
that? I'm like, look. And the thing that makes it like stresses me out, I'm like, bruh, Kanye's a genius like production wise, right? But we're not gonna compare him, like, if you're just talking about like him as an artist to Stevie Wonder, we're not gonna do that. Like, come on, dude.
But
like,
that's a lot of these
are got to be trolling or delusional.
That's a lot of these new, because I've been seeing it with like, a lot of people. Like, he don't even like one time I saw it said like Earl, like somebody said Earl is better than all of Wu-Tang, and it doesn't make me mad. It doesn't make me mad, but it makes you, but like, it just be like, well, they really shouldn't be compared because they're from two different rap generations and they talk about completely different subject matter. And, you know, it's some things that Wu-Tang couldn't do that Earl can do in his rap now and vice versa. So it's like, I feel like you really shouldn't for one, I feel like it was a reach anyway, because like, this is coming from somebody who likes Earl. I think, nah, that's a Reese. Like, he's good, but he ain't better than all Wu-Tang, bro. Like, I just felt like it was a reach overall. I mean, that's but that's just how it is sometimes on hip hop Twitter, bro. Or really any type of time you're on Twitter, you're gonna see something that's just like a big reach. And like, why would you even say
that? I'm not gonna lie.
And then people go on there and they what you saying, King?
I said I ain't really listened to Kanye shit like that since like Watch the Throne or Yeezus.
You didn't listen to Life of Pablo?
I ain't get through Life of Pablo. I got it on my phone. I just ain't ever get through it.
I mean,
so you missed out on
you don't really
like three different versions of it.
Yeah. I mean, as our friend Corb says, Kanye doesn't really necessarily have a quote unquote bad album. It's just right. More of a least favorable album. Like all of his albums are at least about a 6 or higher. Or nah, maybe a 7.
Nah, I wouldn't even say a 6. It's at least an 8.
Cause like he started tripping around 2016 and shit. I'm like, oh, what the fuck this nigga about to put in this project, bro. I did do Kids See Ghosts when that dropped because I'm like, yeah, let me start listening to it again.
Spirits, just moving cool, around.
Kids See Ghosts, like cool.
That shit.
But nah, like they get on Twitter and they bash albums too, and I really hate that. And that's the problem nowadays. Narratives won't change because niggas like to dick ride each other and like bandwagon hate.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, everybody's bandwagoning hating on Astroworld, which, you know, nobody's going to agree with me, but it's like, it's crazy that like that album production wise and like there's not a bad song on that album. It's better than his last two albums, but nobody's going to agree to that because people are stuck on nostalgia and bandwagon hate. It's like the what's that Dave Chappelle skit? The haters ball.
Hate and play a ball.
That's what Twitter is, and like, it's so fucking frustrating because it's not just like Travis's work, right? Which I'll admit he's been like big mid this year on like features and stuff, and I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, I'm still mad about the MIA shit. I was just like, what the fuck?
What's your...
Even when my mom heard the original, it's called Franchise. And my mom heard that on the radio. She was like, oh, what is this? Because MIA's verse didn't make any sense, bro. Like, it is dookie. But it's not just him. It's, like, other artists. Like, I'm starting to see, like, people are trying to, like, slander Frank Ocean. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all
what
doing?
Bro, Frank is in his business, bro.
Yeah, our one friend in the chat yesterday, bro, I think you had posted something about Frank, and our friend said, like, he was me. I was like, no, bro.
Like, what are you talking about?
I started texting back, but I was at work.
It's crazy, bro. Like, and people don't understand his impact. Like, do niggas not realize because of him, we are not stuck on having to buy every music platform? Because before him, everybody was locked in on exclusive, like exclusive on Tidal, exclusive on Apple Music. But that nigga said, fuck that. Released two albums back to back, a visual album and a regular album. And Universal was so pissed, they didn't know what to do. And the government was like, nah, you can't do exclusives no more. But, you know, nobody talks about that. All because a nigga is quiet, you know, and he just minds his own business.
I don't know. I honestly don't think we're going to get another Frank Ocean album.
I'm cool with that.
I mean, yeah, we really don't. I mean, we don't really. As much as
I would want another album, but
I mean, yeah, we all.
I'm cool.
Yeah, like he
put out that hard body.
He did what he had to do, and he's like, he made enough profit just off of that whole thing that he did with Apple. He made enough profit to the point he really doesn't have to make another album. But I mean, yeah, of course, we all want one. But if he doesn't make one, then we good.
We could pull the Fetty. Wild. That nigga had a couple bangers and left.
Yeah, I think he had five of them mugs.
Label ain't shit. And then I be seeing like the little brackets they be doing. That should be so disrespectful, bro. Those polls, whatever.
You gotta let me see. that I don't be seeing that on my timeline. I'd be sick.
They had one with and it's crazy. There's so much Drake slander on Twitter. But then when you look at them polls, man, it was Drake versus The Weeknd. That nigga Drake body. I'm like, God damn. And there's so much hate on The Weeknd too. It's trying to like go away because of how he like stood up against the Grammys, which I fucking commend that. Cause that's fucked up, man. That's fucked up. They snubbed him all because he didn't want to perform there and perform for the Super Bowl. That. Hey, yo, what the fuck? Y'all heard
that? Yeah, they definitely snubbed that, man. I mean, you know.
Nah, y'all didn't hear that?
No.
I heard somebody popping off.
He said, oh, them niggas.
I hope this fireworks got some drive-bys. What else weird shit y'all be seeing on Twitter? Just like, come on, bro. Like, this isn't realistic. Like, what are we doing?
Let me pull up. Let me go to my like list real quick. I'm glad.
Yeah, let me go check some weird shit I've seen. I'm thinking of one, but I don't want to like misquote it.
Something that's weird as fuck to me is when like cosplayers are getting fucking. I don't like it when people be fucking with black cosplayers for real, especially the women. I do not like this shit because they should be fire.
It's another thing. Niggas be thirsty, bro.
Yeah.
Niggas be thirsty. It was one line that was so corny. I sent it in the chat. It was like a couple weeks ago. I forgot what he said. It had something to do with the rapture.
I stuffed the fart out your booty shit. Not even the rapture could stop me type shit. Some shit like that.
It was something like that. And I was just like, dude. Get some Gatorade. What is going on?
Oh, get some water.
Like, oh my God.
You
need some electrolytes.
I don't. Oh, y'all, I'm scrolling up in the chat. I seen that I don't like Frank Ocean. And he kicked him up, bro. Rollo, I see what you're talking about with bitch ass nigga Rollo said that shit. That nigga Frank is mad.
I was just like, bro, what? What are we doing?
He just be trying to get a reaction, though. I know his opinions be shit, but I know that nigga trying to get a reaction, too. I don't know what to believe from him sometimes, bro.
Oh, no, his music tastes are very, very, very questionable.
This nigga said Darth Vader, the greatest villain of all time. I don't know about that. That nigga just an angry white boy.
Oh.
Yeah, but he definitely top 10.
That nigga caught bodies. I'll give him that. And that nigga was mad intimidated. Oh, damn. I just reminded of, what's it called? Rogue One. When that nigga pulled up at the end, that was some scary shit. I don't want to be in the hallway with that nigga. That nigga was talking about, open the door. Open the door. They was like, nah, brother, you got it. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
We safe over
here. Like, you over there. Standard, bro. I didn't mean to cut you off, but there's also like the dating standards they put on this app, bro. They make it seem like the relationship, you got to be a fucking billionaire. You got to get them brand new fucking Lamborghini.
I hate these be Simone ass, bro.
Like,
be like, you got to fucking have money. It's like, bro, money is
a Birkin bag.
Not the most important, bro. I swear. Bro, talking about sending the fucking, what's it called, snowflake in the DMs. I did that shit knowing good and damn well best I could get your ass in a mini handbag, handcrafted. Fuck is you talking about? I'm talking about one of the kids like a Barbie guy, nigga. Nobody finna fucking get you no Birkin bag, bitch. You not, what's it called? What's Quavo girl name?
No, and the dudes are weird, too. They be like, oh, she gotta give me a PS5. Bro, get yourself a job, bro. And buy a PS5.
Like, I'd be saying, I'm glad to buy my own shit if it's available, you feel me?
I'm not saying, however, ladies, don't buy yourself, don't buy your man one, but it's just, don't be begging for it. Like, what the? Especially please, if you're not in a relationship with them. I'm not going to say who it was, but I had one homie tell me that shit. Yeah, I'm trying to get this girl to buy me one. I was like, what the f-? I didn't say that loud, but my mom, I'm like, what the fuck?
Like,
nigga, do better.
Have you not listened to what the example Future said? You're begging women? When there's bitches like, what's it called? Larsa Pimpin out there, or whatever her name is. Scottie Pippen X.
Oh, no, we don't talk about, I'm sorry, I don't You know,
Beasley a criminal.
I'm gonna just say she's a whore.
Malik,
she's a whore. I'm sorry.
Malik Beasley is a fucking menace. I just thought y'all should know that women don't deserve that. That nigga don't represent us. He's not a part of the Black Men Don't Cheat group chat.
Definitely not. But she's really in the wrong. Both of them in the wrong. Like, dude,
everybody in the wrong. Married
the Scottie Pimpin and got kids and everything.
No, she been
like, what are you doing?
No, been divorced because remember, Future fucked.
They never got a divorce.
They did. Huh? So Future fucked her. What time out? Future fucked Scottie Pimpin by signing his autograph as a 10-year-old, and they stayed married.
Yeah.
Oh my God! And then all these NBA niggas been passing her around since then, and she's still married to this nigga.
I'm telling you, they never got a divorce, bro.
How did Pippen Jr. do this? How come she don't want me, man?
Oh man, how come you don't want me, man?
My God!
But one thing I will say about Twitter, bro, Twitter be coming through with them memes, boy, and them shits be funny. Oh,
Nate Robinson, they won. Hey, but look, that nigga Scottie Pippen down dong.
Just spare coochie, ma'am.
I hope I ain't understood that reference for real, because I don't know if y'all niggas watch that nigga Don 2K or follow him on Twitter.
No.
But that nigga fucking hilarious.
Oh, don't get me started on basketball Twitter. Like, they might be the worst.
Oh, my.
Basketball
Twitter is worse than relationship Twitter, I swear to God.
Oh, man. And it's the same issue that the sports fans in general, they try to compare LeBron's move to KD's. I'm like, bro, LeBron didn't join the Celtics. What are y'all doing?
And
they just be comparing people that just don't even make sense.
It don't need to be compared.
It happened, bro.
At all, bro.
Just to try to justify his fucking move and shit. And niggas did not rip KD as much as they should have because, like, people dead ass hate LeBron, bro. For what he did when he went to Miami. And then fucking KD does that bullshit and he don't get nearly as much hate. Kawhi ain't getting fucking criticized like LeBron was, and that nigga blew a 3-1. I'm just like. And don't even get me started. My nigga said Curry not even a top 10 point guard of all time.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
what are y'all talking about?
It's just like, and he's not dumb either. We talk basketball consistently because it's like, this is one of my niggas I've been playing with for years. And it's like, when he said that shit, I'm like, bro, what the fuck is, like, you a Cleveland fan and all that. I'm a Houston fan and we both got bias towards this nigga, but damn, you just gonna say that? Like, oh, come on now, dog. Where my Stephen A. Smith memes at for this? You're small.
No, the
fucking crack.
The main one that started this whole idea of this episode. Well, it was an idea already, but this one like solidified it was the True Kitchen situation. For anybody listening, you know, that doesn't have Twitter. I'll explain the story, but one, you need to download Twitter. But for real though, the True Kitchen situation, long story short, the DJ at this restaurant, I think it's like a brunch restaurant or something. It's Black Dome. Yeah. No, it's a restaurant, you know?
Yeah, I said it's in Dallas.
You go there and eat, right? I think it is in Dallas, yeah. But the DJ, you know, they're there, plays music. For one, I do say the DJ is also in the wrong for this shit. The DJ started playing twerk music.
Throw that ass.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
My issue with that is DJ, you don't need to be having twerk music on a playlist for a restaurant, my G. Even mine, you know, I've been in like, you know, DJ Khaled's restaurant and stuff. They play music and they got like Black movies and stuff on. And not twerk music on there and whatever. But, you know, the DJ had that music playing and I'm not going to say Black people. I'm going to say niggas because, you know, this is some nigga shit. They started twerking and stuff, bro. It's like, yo, you at a restaurant.
That twerk wing getting in my breakfast, and I like it. That's the horny nigga.
Wait a minute, was this the recent thing?
Yeah,
this is
okay,
the recent.
Okay, I seen like the thumbnail, but I never clicked on it because it sounds stupid.
Hey.
So yeah, when you click on it, the manager he didn't say respect. Like I think he did. I'm not sure in the full context, but from what I heard, he did talk to them like before.
There was
a video.
But there was no audio.
Yeah, there's no audio. It makes sense. Like, but the audio that they got of him, he was disrespectful. He was like,
he was like,
"This not how we act here. Y'all can get the fuck out." But that's basically what he said.
Like, it said, "Oh, what's it called? That episode of the Boondocks when Martin Luther King came back." Will you ignorant niggas please shut the hell up?
Y'all are a bunch of ignorant ass niggas.
Yeah, that's basically what he did, bro. And what made this worse is that I have no hate, because I've talked to women about this and my women friends, and they all agreed the shit was stupid and there's a time and place for things, but there was ignorant women that got on Twitter and said, "No, they shouldn't have been playing that music anyway. It's twerk music. What do you expect? They got a twerk." It's like, bro.
What?
I know you're
oh,
not.
Oh,
like,
fuck no.
You can't.
And you know this is 2020 when you have to explain, like this one tweet, it had me fucking crying. He said, "You know it's 2020 when you have to sit there and explain to someone that it's not okay to start twerking over your mashed potatoes and shit." Like, bro. What are we doing,
bro? These ain't, hold up, my nigga. These ain't the yams I ordered,
dude.
This shit just don't make no sense.
Twitter funny, but it has its moments.
It has its moments, bro.
That feed your business, then, and all that shit. They talking about that's restaurant suicide. It's like you could try and criticize the nigga on that shit and everything, but at the end of the day, that is his shit. That's basically his house. You can't tell this nigga what he can and can't say in his house.
My thing is, bro, if it was a white restaurant, they wouldn't be saying this.
Yeah.
Huh?
Like, bro,
wait, it was
this,
the manager
this is
black.
A restaurant.
Yeah,
yeah, the manager was black, so that's why they was on his ass even more. Now, he should have talked to the women a lot better, like, at that moment, but at the same time, I kind of understand it. Like, this nigga fed up. It's probably not the first time it's happened. He should definitely, like, I wouldn't say fire the DJ, but, actually, maybe, yeah. He probably should find a new DJ.
But even then, they grown, and he asked, like, they grown, and he did ask them once already. He shouldn't need to ask your ass, you in your fucking mid-20s to, like, 30s and shit.
Twerking over somebody's French toast. Like, bro.
Nigga, this ain't, what the fuck? This ain't fucking goddamn powdered sugar, bitch. This booty flake.
I can't eat my French toast because there's a piece of ass getting stuck in my face.
That reminds me of a time where I was eating lunch in high school, and the fucking, you know, marching band doing their prep rally shit starts playing their fucking music. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to eat. I want to hear all this.
It also reminded me of another tweet I saw earlier. It was fucking weird, bro. Like, I want to say be rude about it, but it was we'll say a very big bone figure woman and
fat woman. God damn it, just say it.
I'm not gonna say that. But you know, she went into a restaurant. It's this white family. They eating. There's kids there. And she just out of nowhere starts twerking like right in front of them. It's like, dude. Like that.
I think I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
You talk about Precious.
They were like a real, real big woman just acting like a fool in public.
Yeah.
I guess that's probably her thing. I'm not sure. This is my first time seeing.
Yeah,
I feel like
she was holding her wig.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm probably talking about Precious, bro.
Her name's Precious?
That's her name?
I think I know who you're talking about. I definitely
she was holding a gold wig, right?
You're gonna Someone try to find it and like put it in the Twitch chat.
It's precious, bro. You don't want to see it. She be doing some real nasty shit, bro.
Yeah, don't post that in the chat.
You do not like that. You do not want to see that.
And I don't care if it was a fine supermodel or Rihanna doing that. Like, bro, that's not okay.
At all.
Like, there's kids around, dude.
Ass with the quickness for that shit she did in Staples. So there's like, bro.
Oh, Lizzo? Yeah, that shit was not cool either.
Wait, what did she do in the Staples Center?
She wore a dress with
her. She was butt-ass naked, basically.
And it's like, oh, yeah.
It could have been Rihanna. That you still can't do that.
Yeah, like, that's not okay.
Is it like a game or something, right?
Yeah, it was like a Lakers game.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I
don't care if it was Beyonce wouldn't do this shit, but I don't care if she did that. That's not okay, bro. Like,
yeah, because it was like it's a bunch of kids there and shit, and it's like they kind of really should be exposed to that kind of stuff at that early of age. But that's just my take on it.
I mean, that's all my beef with Twitter. Like, as far as like the weird like standards and stuff that they put. Was there anything else?
My man, NBA Twitter.
I got an issue with like Spider-Man Twitter because it's like it's kind of toxic.
Oh Lord!
It's kind
of you and the Spider-Man.
It's kind of
that tweet that blew. The other day, hey, Peter Parker down bad, bro. I couldn't have taken that many L's in the one night. Them niggas would have had to see me.
Dog. Yeah, that dude funny. Yeah, that dude funny, bro.
Oh. Oh, I do have something to add, though, with your little... Because you're in like, comic books and stuff. Not you, but it was something one dude tweeted, and you had, like, responded. It was some pedo shit, bro. Like, comic book niggas.
Oh
on
yeah,
Twitter and stuff,
yeah,
and anime
yeah.
Dudes.
Yeah,
this is why women.
That bitch, but she
not all, but some women just look at dudes that are into that shit are fucking weirdos because they.
Well, not even just women. That's why for a long time we got licked it so badly because of stuff like that, like Twitter and Instagram just kind of just exposed it more. But that was pretty much a reason, it's a valid reason why people used to look at us. So we're like, oh, you like anime? Oh, you read comic? You're fucking weird. Like,
like, dog, you know what I'm talking about? But
I definitely
said some pedo shit, and it was just like, really, bro?
Hey, speaking of some shit, I seen this tweeted. Like a confession and shit earlier today. Because he said he raped his girl while she was sleeping and everything. And then he was doing a whole apology for the shit. I'm like, nigga, you 23. You don't need to apologize. You need to go to jail, bro. What are you talking about?
Yeah, there's no apology for that.
Exactly. Mm. I'm like, she said she caught me in the middle of it while she was asleep. I'm like, I wonder why.
What? Caught
somebody while they sleep.
That's fucked up. Did they report his ass?
I don't know. It don't matter because that was his last tweet. He said he was leaving Twitter and all the social media and shit and gonna go get help. I'm like, there ain't no help for that, man.
That's only a help judgment.
That. I hope Twitter detectives got on that shit because you know them niggas, they find everything.
4chan finds it better.
Only on 4chan.
I think this is where we close this out.
All right, I'm gonna send y'all that shit.
Oh boy.
Yeah, this is the Late W podcast. Before we close this out, if you're listening on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. And if you like our podcast and want us to continue, definitely go support us on Anchor. We take donations and donations and donations. It's a monthly thing.
Dr. Umar, donation. But
donations.
Donations.
even 99 cents helps the podcast grow. So definitely check that out. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Peace.
Yes, sir.